Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Sports passion can sometimes turn into online abuse and harassment. 2 years ago at the Euro 2020 soccer tournament, black players on England's national team were called unspeakable things. Sports governing body FIFA finds harassment is increasing, and it seeks to block online hate ahead of the World Cup in November using artificial intelligence. So let's talk about this with Femi OK, host of the stream on Al Jazeera English. So Femi, to the degree you can on a public radio show, what kinds of harassment do these soccer football players face?
All right, so I'm going to break it down into, let's look at NBA players and WNBA players. NBA players mostly face homophobia, racism, direct threats. WNBA players face sexism and sexual threats, as well as direct threats as well. So let me give you a couple of examples. I'm going to use the full proper names for these activities. A derogative response to a basketball player and then a fellatio reference, suggesting that that's what they do all the time. Another famous basketball player, that's so gay. The way he's standing, it looks like he's looking for a sexual encounter with a man. I am toning this down, Scott, big time.
Yes, yes.
Female players, come back. They have a very thick, and then referring to the large part at the top of your thighs. And then does she, and then another reference to fellatio. It is so awful.
Oh,
I can't even imagine why anyone would do this on social media, but we all know they do.
Yeah, and we have seen it in soccer, of course, and FIFA is turning to algorithms to try to fight this during the World Cup. You spoke to Jonathan Hirschler. He's founder and CEO of a data science company called Signify. Let's hear him.
The detection capabilities that we've set up off the back of Threat Matrix have proven, both in this study and a number of similar exercises we've done across sports, they've shown that we can identify the accounts, who's behind them, who's sending these messages, and we can open up real action for the authorities, for the teams, and for the players.
So Femi, he's suggesting they can track down potentially these haters, these abusers. How will this online hate algorithm work?
Okay, so Signify developed something known as a threat matrix. So AI machine learning is used to identify images, emojis, language, threats, keywords, phrases, profanity. And then that AI machine learning is then checked and verified by a human being, also in multiple different languages, because profanity happens in multiple different languages. And then the reports are broken down and then sent to the social platforms and also to the players' associations as well. So this is hardcore, intense moderating with AI used for the speed and then human verification just to check the nuances.
And I wonder about the players themselves. You spoke to Alexander Bielefeld at FIFA Pro, which is the players group working with FIFA. And he talked about this player-athlete culture of keeping a stiff upper lip.
Athletes by nature have this default effect that they don't accept vulnerability. They're taught in their upbringing as athletes that they have to prevail in that system.
So I'm wondering, could having the support of these organizations encourage more players to break their relative silence about online hate? Talk about it.
Some of the players have already come forward and were so happy with the level of moderation that was happening that they've said to the data science company Signify, have a look at our DMs. Look at our DMs. How can we help you get even more detailed information so that we can stop the threats getting to us? I spoke to also recently to Mika Tramaglio. She's the executive director of the National Basketball Players Association. And Tamika said, it's extremely alarming and disheartening that this is happening, but we do want to create a better, safer, more empathetic, kinder place for our players to go to work in. What we're hearing, what we're seeing online is the workplace of these players, these athletes. And right now it's abusive and threatening. But what the threat matrix is saying using AI plus human verification is we can stop it. We can moderate it out and we can chase the people who are doing the abuse, find them, punish them, talk to them, educate them, ban them from games. There's a lot we can do if we take action.
Yeah. And just in a couple quick seconds, how big of a test is this World Cup and this artificial intelligence?
Oh, it's going to be huge. And it's going to be the first time we've seen anything like this happening coming up in November of this year. We'll if AI can really help get rid of racism, homophobia, and fan abuse as players are doing their best at the FIFA World Cup.
Femi Okeh is host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Thank you.
You're welcome, Scott.